Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is a very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas, and it's been a while since Harold and Kumar have hung out, but it's Christmas time, so Harold heads over to Kumar's and burns down the prize Christmas tree, so they head out to try to replace a tree and end up in all sorts of trouble.
I shot Santa Claus in the face. He's real, and I shot him in the face.
What the?
So what are the chances of this movie becoming a 3D movie masterpiece like last week's Puss in Boots or the latest Harry Potter or, of course, Avatar? Well, probably not much, a nada, maybe even Zippo. Or is this movie destined to become a Christmas classic like Miracle on 34th Street, A Christmas Carol, or even Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I think not. But hey, to be fair, let's look at the facts. On one hand, the movie's about two drug buddies who are selfishly motivated to do no right. On the other hand, no Christmas classic has ever started at White Castle with a swing through Guantanamo Bay before ruining family's holiday festivities. Oh, and I think the last giant clue the movie will never become a Christmas classic? It's rated R. Now into a movie what might actually be a little more appropriate for the holiday season, it's Tower Heist. That's it, he has had enough. When Ben Stiller finds out everyone working the tower's been ripped off and they lose all their money, he recruits ex-con Eddie Murphy to help them get ready to get even big time.
The guy stole from everyone who works in your building.
They're gonna get our money.
It's all gone.
I'm thinking of becoming a male prostitute.
I think I might have a better idea.
So you're saying you want to rob $20 million from Arthur Shaw's penthouse apartment?
Yes.
You're gonna go to jail.
Yes.
You're gonna die. Probably
yes.
Both.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, now what makes a really good movie? Well, for a comedy, it's tons of laughs and a satisfying story. So how did this movie measure up? Well, there weren't any full-on belly laughs, and boy do I miss movies that give me those. And the story was okay, but I wasn't blown away. Boy do I miss movies that blow me away. I guess with that said, this one is okay. But I do have to say that anytime anyone who anywhere rises above the desperation of being powerless and invisible to go against the man and takes a stand for little guy to get just the slightest bit even, I am in. Not saying that from any personal aggravation, or anything, I'm just saying, you know, in general, but that part of the movie was quite satisfying, and the cast of characters who do it are fun to watch. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Tower Heist is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.